From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, why Iraqis are unhappy with an agreement that would let 58 U.S. military bases operate there indefinitely.
First, the Supreme Court today delivered a stunning blow to the Bush administration. By a 5-4 margin, the court ruled that prisoners held at Guantanamo Bay have the right to challenge their detention in civilian courts. In other words, these prisoners do have habeas corpus rights. Joining us now is Dahlia Lithwick of Slate.com. And Dahlia, first, tell us about this case. I think it was two cases consolidated into one, and it was a surprise, first of all, that the Supreme Court took it, right?
Well, this is been a battle that's been going back and forth and back and forth, like a really slow game of tennis, Madeline, between the Bush administration and the courts for years now. It's the third major setback for the Bush administration. The reason it's so complicated is that the court has, in effect, said time after time, once in 2006, again in 2004, you can't strip detainees of their right to go before a neutral judge and challenge their detentions. Neither side is willing to really give up, and neither side really knows how to go forward.
And from what I understand, the essential part of this was saying that the Military Commissions Act, which in effect said these military tribunals, trials for these prisoners were good enough in terms of granting prisoners habeas corpus rights, the court said today, well, no, they're not. They have to have their day in court.
That's one of two nuggets. That's an important one, that these preliminary hearings that were happening for detainees called the CSRTs were deemed by the Bush administration an adequate substitute for a full and formal habeas corpus proceeding. And what the court said today by a 5-4 split was, no, that's simply not adequate. The other real difference was that Congress had gotten in on the act. This was both the president and the Congress stripping detainees of their rights to habeas, and the court saying no. So if you think about it now, there's sort of three players here, and the court still says not enough. Even if Congress joins in, not enough to strip habeas corpus. It violates the law.
So what does this mean for the 270-odd prisoners still at Guantanamo Bay? And what does it mean also for these half dozen or so high-profile detainees, including Khalid Sheikh Mohammed? What about them? What's going on with their cases?
The court was very, very, very careful. At least the majority was very careful to say, we're not saying everything that's happening at Guantanamo is unconstitutional. We're not saying that the tribunals there are illegal. The court was very, very careful to limit the scope of what it was doing. So there's a real question going forward about what really changes. Certainly one thing that does change is that the folks going forward will have the right to file constitutional claims, to file habeas claims. Whether this in fact will scuttle the trials that are going on or somehow push pause button on the trial of, say, Omar Khadr, which is geared up to begin, that's much less clear.
Well, Dahlia, give us the highlights of the opinion. This was a very close decision, 5-4.
One is that Justice Kennedy, who votes with the four more liberal justices, as has historically happened in these detainee cases, says, quote, the laws in the Constitution are designed to survive and remain in force in extraordinary times. He goes on to say liberty and security can be reconciled, but he thinks they can be reconciled within the framework of the law. The dissenting justices object absolutely to that notion. For one thing, Chief Justice Roberts in dissent says, this is the political branches and the president making very detailed factual findings about how to make us safe in a time of terror, and the court just rejects all of that out of hand. Chief Justice Roberts says that the rights that are given to the detainees right now are, quote, the most generous set of procedural protections ever afforded to our enemies. Justice Scalia in dissent goes farther and really warns Americans will probably die as a consequence of this decision today. Mm-hmm. Justice Kennedy writes in his majority opinion for the court, quote, the costs of delay can no longer be borne by those who are held in custody. In other words, it's been too long. Justice Souter really takes that up in his concurring opinion and says it's absolutely unfair for the dissenters to say that the court is sort of leaping in haphazardly in the very beginning of this process. These people have been lingering there for years and years. So I think one of the things that sort of tipped the balance for the majority was just that this camp has been open since shortly after 9/11, and yet there's been no due process there.
Dahlia Lithwick, legal analyst for us and for Slate.com. Thank you.
My pleasure, Madeline.